Hebrews 3 verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened for the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome to today's exhortation, The Christian and His Influence in the Local Church. The Christian must possess a firm belief in prayer and should pray on a regular basis. 1 Peter 3 and verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their prayers." It has been recorded of an elder saying to the visiting evangelist, "I'm afraid our preacher, that is a local preacher, is not a praying man." Such a preacher or such an elder or a deacon or a teacher or even a member will have little influence in the local church. What would happen if an elder or a leader of the church called you to pray for a sick child? Why were you called? Because you are a praying person. To those who called, They would believe that God heard when you prayed on their behalf and prayed on behalf of the child. The influence of such a person will be felt in the local church and will do immeasurable good. So we have to ask ourselves, are you the kind of Christian whom people would anxiously and willingly ask to pray for them? If not, why not? Consider James 5 and verse 16. Which says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." Now notice, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Thank you for listening to Exhortations.